Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Kicking off the third hour of the show, Henry. Can you believe this? All
the best hour.
Yes, third hour, best hour. Best Kim Chi here in the third hour. The number that you can call in and talk about whatever you want to talk. 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. And it's Mark with you.
And Henry Raines.
Henry
Raines. Darn it, I said it.
You can do that. We just don't do it on Free Talk Live because, but I mean, your whole show was the Henry Raines show.
Yes.
And so
I used my real name when I was wrestling, too.
Hammer and Henry Raines.
Yes, which was crazy.
Have you ever had any backlash from this?
From what?
Using your real name.
Well,
back when we had phone books?
Yes.
What was it?
At Manatee Glens, I used to get calls from there because my tag at the beginning was news, talk, and most importantly, the truth. And I would get people. Manatee Glens was where the mental health inhabitants, people help needing help with their mental health, and I would get people looking me up in the phone book. And by that time, I had an answering machine, and they would let me know that they had the truth for me, and to please get a hold of them, and they would tell me about the truth.
And
I did not
had to do with helicopters and.
I actually had to do with the aforementioned sheriff that. And I did, but then I did not want anything to do with the sheriff. And
well, there you are. So
he actually inquired about how to get me off the air.
Oh, really?
And then he decided I was just such a little pissant that it didn't matter.
It just doesn't. And the more time they spend, going after you, the better it does for
you. And the world is... No, it wouldn't have done any good for him to go after me. But the world is 6 degrees of separation. The public information officer at the Sheriff's Department was the owner of the video production company that was doing that had done my wrestling show 10 years prior.
Oh, that's interesting.
So, so he sort of smoothed things over a little bit. So he's just a little pissant.
Just nothing important. Don't worry about it. Well,
yeah.
I don't know whether the sheriff's listening tonight or the ex-sheriff or the new sheriff.
Hey, he's doing a great job. The new sheriff, the son of the sheriff.
Is that so? I know, all I can tell you is I went to Walmart, and there was a prison guard tower there. And I thought it was the weirdest thing.
Which Walmart was it?
The one on 70.
Oh, well.
What is that supposed to mean something to me?
Yeah.
I spent the last 15 years in, like, New Hampshire. I don't
Yeah, know. You need to watch out where you're going. At least good thing the sheriff was there to look after you.
Everything was fine. I can assure you.
See? My point exactly. Everything is fine.
Let's go to Sarah calling in from New Mexico. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, Sarah.
Yes. Hey, I just want to bring up that. I was amazed since I've been going to Communist Party meetings that there always have been an American Communist Party since the Great Depression. And then America almost had a revolution.
That.
It was before that. It was 1910, was it?
Yeah.
When did the Bolsheviks have that revolution in Russia? It was like 1890, I don't know.
Yeah.
So then maybe after...
1918,
yeah,
maybe.
Right. So after their revolution, the American Communist Party was formed like after 15, 20 years afterwards. And... So I learned about all of this, and I also learned that Helen Keller was a communist. And, you know, according to David from New Mexico, he mentioned that all of the Eastern European immigrants, like from 1910, they were always behind strengthening the Communist Party,
lot of Eastern Europeans were into the Communist Party. Is there any value in saying that J.R.R. Tolkien was an anarchist? I mean, You know, I wonder when people bring up historical figures that had...
Is the fact that you're bringing it up, is that you're surprised that it would have an attraction to people at that time period?
Period. I mean, during the Great Depression, when the coal miners had machine guns and then they were having wars against their employers.
Ludlow Mine Massacre, yeah.
Yeah, well, I mean, back then, I mean, I was told that we almost did turn communist. And that's when they gave out the socialist programs of Social Security and pension, welfare, and food, all that things. Those are all communist programs, Medicaid, Medicare, to kind of appease the public from having turned completely communist altogether.
What would America have to look like in order to be communist? Because I would say that from, you know, having read the, Marx, the Communist Manifesto, and gone through the 10 planks, that the United States has reached them. So I'd say we are communists. What would communism look like to you? I mean, would it just have to work better than it does today?
Well, tell us a few of the 10 planks.
I'm afraid I don't have them, but I can go ahead and look them up very quickly for you.
To me, it's like cancer. Like you could kind of make them kind of small, but they have a tendency to come back and to be a robber baron again. It's the same thing that if you don't completely stomp it out, if you have like a mixed economy like we have, they could become like abusive towards the workers, where they take away their pension like they're doing, and then they just keep getting greedy with the real estate and everything that they own when they throw everybody out on the street, and they're asking for another revolution because people are getting to be out homeless. But, I think what we got is a socialist country, like mixed economy, right?
Sure. That's what it is.
Yeah, but you admit that we do have a mixed economy. I mean, you understand like the communist programs that we got in the United States.
And well, I don't know if they're communists. Kind of I would call them socialists.
Yeah.
So what I would say is that what Marx – so there's two types of communists. There's anarchists,
right,
and there's Marxists. So Marxists would claim that you have to pass through socialism, and that as the economy and the people mature, that the government itself will wither away, which sounds like the most Pollyannish statement I've ever heard in my life, and that we will have a communist utopia. Anarchists claim that you can move from, say, a feudal economy or a capitalist economy directly into communism without passing through socialism, is my understanding of the two platforms.
I guess this is a perspective, I don't know, I don't know. Ian always keeps telling me that if I like a communist country that I need to go move to Russia. But it's kind of like saying all the people that hate the Russian war right now, the Ukrainian war, it's like asking them to all come to America or go to England. You know, I mean, how is that going to be possible? That's not possible,
well,
you know?
I would say is that if there was a place that more closely mirrored your values, that you should move there. You really should. Like, wherever this place is, whatever it's like.
What if you don't have the means?
Well, then why bother? Get the means.
And Sarah, I don't want to project something on you that isn't there, but underlying a lot of the things you're saying, it feels like injustice really makes upset you when the powerful are put upon the less powerful.
Sure, I hate that.
Well, no, I'm asking Sarah. Is that something that you're bothered? Because I keep hearing that in your talk. Am I on to anything?
Oh, yeah. That's true. The capitalists, they have a tendency of being abusive if they have a chance to.
Isn't the government abusive when it has the chance to?
I guess so. Yeah.
Then what do you want more of that for? Isn't that what communism is?
If I could speak for Sarah and see if she agrees with me, is that every human nature organizes and consolidates power, and those that have the power consolidate more power, and they oppress the ones underneath.
And it doesn't matter whether they're capitalist or socialist or any of that.
Or monarchs.
Yeah, they always do it. Sarah, thank you for the call. The number, 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160 here on Free Talk Live.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
My name is Stephen Heuer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from two mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live, the number, as I have given before. 603-283-6160. 603-283-6160. Henry, do you think it matters anymore that, toll-free numbers? Does anybody have long-distance service?
What's long distance?
Right, what is that? Remember when we used to pay a whole bunch of money to call somebody who was more than one town away?
Well, if we're going to do I'm older than you, I remember.
And you are.
I
think I might have grayer hair.
I remember when we had what they call a party line.
Yes.
And there were multiple families on one line, and you'd pick up that phone in your home, and you might hear somebody else talking.
And then you put it back down.
Sometimes. And sometimes, you know, I didn't because I was a little kid, but you'd think, can you get off the phone? I got an important phone call to make.
Yep. Yeah, if it was important, I suppose you would, rather than somebody chit-chatting. Speaking of the chit-chat, you've got a story here that I really wanted to get into, the one with the gentlemen who were Christian nationalists, but not really Christian.
Oh.
And I think this is interesting. Like, you know, how can you get excited about a religion that you don't believe in?
Power.
Power, okay.
If it's a means to power.
Uh-huh.
And I also have a little thing about that you can be a billionaire and a tremendous person in your field, and you can say the most dumbest things about Christianity. But, well, let's start with this. Okay, so I'm going to give you a couple examples here. Let's see if I can find the names here, because all right, you may remember these people from the news in the last couple decades. One was Peyton Gendron. He was arrested for shooting 10 black people at the Tops Friendly Market in Buffalo in May. That's in recent.
Okay.
And he answered some questions, and that, are you a Christian? And according to Gendron, has he found guilty yet? I mean, I think it's pretty guilty.
What difference does it make?
I won't bother saying alleged for him. Are you a Christian? No, I do not ask God for salvation by faith, nor do I confess my sins to him. I personally believe there is no afterlife. I do, however, believe in practice many Christian values. And he...
Shooting people?
He believes his affiliation is complex, and that Christian values are a significant component of white culture. Remember, he is the person that shot the black people.
Yes.
So there is a thread going through some of the white supremacies and the racist organizations that view, like, you can look at a person, and generally, if they're of pale skin, you would say they're white. But they're now associating cultural Christianism with being white. And we go on, and then...
But there are lots of... I mean, so most Hispanics I know are Christian. Certainly many, many, many blacks are Christian. Probably the largest percentage of blacks in America are Christian.
A couple more examples, and okay, delve deeper in here. Brenton Tarrant, who killed the 51 Muslims in New Zealand in 2019, and Anders Breivik, who killed 77 people, mostly teenagers, in Norway in 2011.
But those numbers are a lot bigger in those foreign countries where they don't have guns.
No. Both men also defined themselves as unbelievers, but cultural Christians acting to defend the faith against secular and infidel foes.
Okay.
In his manifesto, Breivik told his followers that, quote, don't need to have a personal relationship with God or Jesus to fight for our Christian cultural heritage. And if you do any looking at some of the Christian nationalist movements, you do find, wow, these don't seem like very Christ-like things they want to do.
Certainly not.
No. So it's basically, those are three people are examples of Christians who kill on behalf of a faith whose tenets they don't believe in.
Yeah, that sounds right.
Yes.
It's weird and confusing, but okay.
And also, when you look at some of the intellectual stimulation for these people, or motivation, or interest, you find that the right and these cultural Christians in particular are worried about declining white fertility rates.
So why don't they have kids instead of shooting up a church or whatever?
Well, I guess just reducing the odds or something. Mass immigration from the global south.
And by the way, it's not like American blacks are having kids at such a rate that they're somehow going to outbreed whites in America. I mean, if you're really concerned with whites diminishing in America, blacks wouldn't be your problem. It would be Hispanics or, you know, I don't know. As I understand it, actually, if you just sort of look at the as people move here and how many kids they have and that sort of thing, they're really the only hope, period, for population growth inside of America are the Amish.
And you know, you're talking about white.
No, period. Period. That the Amish are actually growing.
I think when you look at immigrants, the first generation has a bigger family.
Usually they bring it with them.
By the third generation,
they're down
they
can't even figure out which bathroom to use. Yeah,
well,
absolutely.
They've gotten to the point that they've achieved a certain level of material wealth,
right,
and they're like the other people in America, narcissists that wanted for themselves. Which takes
I need my own individual bathroom.
All right. Well, okay. And they're also concerned about the weakening hegemony of cultural Christianity in the West and the demographic change, etc. So, I don't know if you want to spend any time on that or go right to Peter Thiel.
No, I do want to spend a little time on that. So, I mean, on one hand, I understand sort of liking the Christian religion more than you like the Muslim religion. I get it. And maybe that's what they feel like they're up against. I don't know why they're killing blacks.
And I have seen some quotes in here about how much the white race has done for Christianity.
Okay. But it's
a Semitic. It didn't start with white people.
Right, it's a Semitic religion, and, you know, not white. So, I mean, if you want a white religion, you're going to have to go with Ashatru, Odinism, you know, tree worship, or a variety of other silly stuff.
Yes. Well, that is the new synthesis that's coming between the white supremacist movement and Christian nationalism and just craziness. But, you know, and we happen to be, I don't know if you knew this or not, Washington Post did an article that the height, the cultural center of craziness, right-wing craziness, is Sarasota, Florida. And
Sarasota, Florida?
Yes.
Is the cultural center of right-wing craziness?
Yes.
I don't even know how that's possible.
Yeah, I've been seeing it here as a native of this area, and for the last few years, I've seen it.
And I got to congratulate you just before we go on any further. It's been 2.5 hours for you to finally say you're a native, because you know this is what happens when natives get together.
They
immediately begin comparing how long their families have been in the area and things like this. This is what happens when you're from Florida.
I have enough time to see this place become. I mean, I grew up when the governor came down to stop desegregation in our schools, so I've seen some right wing craziness, but it is really crazy these last few years.
603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Free talk live.
Hey, trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
USA Radio News.
President Biden was warned by the Chinese president to not defy Beijing's will on Taiwan. This is according to a Chinese readout of a call Biden had with the Chinese president. The call, which is the fifth between the two since Biden took office, lasted 2 hours and 17 minutes, the White House stated. According to testimony at Nicholas Cruz's penalty trial, he wrote online that he wanted to be a, quote, professional school shooter. The online activity started 7 months before the February 14, 2018 massacre that left 14 students and three staffers dead at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School. This is USA Radio News. A former Marine from Texas who served nearly 3 years in a Russian prison before he was freed in a prison swap this spring stated that he is, quote, cautiously optimistic that a similar deal can be worked out in the cases of two other Americans currently detained in Russia. Secretary of State Anthony Blinken announced this week that the U.S. has offered Russia a proposal to bring WNBA star Brittney Griner and former Marine Paul Wellen home. The White House would not confirm details of the proposal. Trevor Reed, who was arrested in Moscow in the summer of 2019 while visiting his Russian girlfriend, was accused by authorities of assaulting officers while being driven to a police station after a night of heavily drinking. He was convicted by a Russian court in 2020. This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Talk to me, Mark.
And Henry. Great.
That's right. 603-283-6160. Checking the phone lines. No one's in there, Henry. I don't know what the deal is. I mean, you know. I know you want calls. I generally, you know, am just happy to talk about stories.
Sarah made my night.
I'm glad. What was that? What'd you
she seemed like a nice person.
She is very nice.
Doesn't like injustice.
What I like about Sarah is she always has a different topic. You know, she doesn't pound the same thing over and over again. She can take critique without, you know, coming unglued. She's a good caller as far as I'm concerned.
And not to dismiss Bad Slave either.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, Bad Slave earlier who called in. Yeah. And you can call in too at 603-283-6160.
So I've got a lot of stuff here about the philosophy of Christian nationalism, but we touched on something about the craziness that we are the cultural center of right wing craziness and
here in Sarasota, Florida,
and Manatee County.
Yeah,
and I got a few examples. You know, Michael Flynn. He was General Michael Flynn.
Yep.
He and his brother moved here.
Okay.
After the election, and they bought a couple houses. His brother has been doing lectures at churches. Funny how that ties into sort of what we were talking about the different concerns that Mike Flynn has. And Mike Flynn has also, now that it's home base here, he's also embraced the QAnon theorists and has had QAnon merchandise based on that for sale. We have Patrick.
I would have thought that QAnon was pretty much had jumped the shark with the.
Well, you got new groups too coming. But. I mean, we're only talking the last 2 years. I mean, I've seen that on cars and people flying flags for QAnon in this town. And Then we have Patrick Byrne, who is the founder of Overstock, who used to be the darling of blockchain and Bitcoin.
Yes, yeah, I know.
But he bought 7 houses here, and he's been moving people in for whatever he does now. You know, he had that fling with a Russian agent or so. Yeah. I don't think she was a real, real Russian agent, but a Russian wannabe agent.
Okay.
Or wannabe Russian influencer that used to go to the NRA and things like that. But he's here now. Roger Stone comes here frequently. I think it's called Getter, the right-wing social media.
Okay.
Either that or Rumble. I forget which one. Has come to make Longboat Key, which is adjacent to Sarasota, their corporate headquarters. And they,
what a terrible place to put a corporate headquarters, Longboat Key, unless you just got into your house. I mean, like, that place is
they were going
parking
to get
lot 4 months out of the year.
They were going to get an $800,000 subsidy from the Republican County Commission of Sarasota County to incentivize them to come here, but after people, even in the conservative as opposed to the real right wing, heard about it, they decide to withdraw the incentives, but they're still here anyway. I have seen flags flown for 3%ers here.
Well, I've certainly seen that, but I've seen 3%er flags all over America.
Well, yes, but I'm talking about the concentration here.
Okay. I just don't see it, but, you know, that's fine.
Right.
Happening where I live, or where my mother lives.
In my own co-op, resident-owned place, you're allowed to fly flags. The guy's flying a V-Dare, the right-wing white supremacist from Europe flags there. This is a crazy place now.
Okay.
So
I only can take your word for it. So this philosophy of Christian nationalism, I guess it's sort of like the equation here is to me, what I hear is that I hear that Christian and nationalism shouldn't go together, although it does in America. I just hear the term nationalism and the term Christian, and to me what I think of is your only nation is heaven, and your only sovereign is God, if you're a Christian. So the idea of, and many Christians, Jehovah's Witnesses come to mind, Mennonites come to mind, a variety of them, simply don't even vote.
Exactly the point. If you don't feel that way, but you're using your white Christian culturism to build a movement, well, then you can do whatever you want to the people who are the other. And a lot of them, if they get this far into it, there is a philosopher named Spengler, and he lived into the 30s. And one of his points of view was that the white identity, this isn't his direct quote. This is somewhere.
Is this the guy that influenced Teddy Roosevelt or no?
I don't know.
Okay.
That the post-liberals wish to defend. So post-liberals is another name for these people that they're not the neoconservatives. They're not the neoliberals. They're post-liberals. They have uneasy relationship with Christianity. They say that Christianity has been an essential formative influence of European civilization. And Spengler regarding Christianity as the finest creation of the European soul. So
creation of the European soul.
The idea, you can take ideas, and if you don't know the background, and in this case, if you don't even know where Christianity originated, you can pretty much say whatever you want, which will get us to Peter Thiel, the billionaire, in a second. Spengler regarding
a billionaire.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, the guy that founded PayPal.
I'm just trying to make sure that we understand.
Spengler
that
regarded Christianity, as I said, the European soul. Anyway, we're going to get down a real rabbit hole if we try this. But take that example of being able to say something as though it's fact and build a movement around it.
Okay.
Because Peter Thiel is talking about that in a separate article here. And if I had an experience, this is his words now. He's talking about the British Empire and what all the good things it did for Christianity. If you had an expansive view and you were going to make disciples of all nations and send missionaries to the world, somehow that project no longer makes sense, and this would somehow also lead to your collapse. So because they quit spreading Christianity around the world, it all collapsed, according to Peter Thiel, the billionaire.
I would have considered like the Spanish Empire to be more proactive in spreading.
Yes, that was, but the British are more white, and they did it better.
Okay. Well, I mean, you know, I suppose you could make that point.
And then Peter Thiel is saying that America has abandoned its mission of imperial evangelism.
So imperial evangelism, I don't know exactly even what that terminology means.
Well, that's because you don't need to know what it means. Peter Thiel knows what it means, and he's the one funding J.D. Vance's Senate campaign and another Senate campaign, I think, in... I forget. I don't want to say if I make missay it. But he's pouring hundreds of millions of dollars to get these ideas in the center of our political system.
What are the ideas?
Well, failing a mass revival of Christianity, which he wants, Thiel thinks we should pull to restart some kind of future. Zoning laws and the FDA.
What?
Yes. This one.
This doesn't sound libertarian at all.
This is my point, that you can be a billionaire, you can make a ton of money, you can change how people pay for anything, and you're still crazy as a fruitcake. And we have to live with you.
All right. So, I don't know what zoning laws have to do with it.
Oh, you don't want me to go down that route.
Yes, I do.
All right. Well, I got it here. One of the big issues is housing, according to him, which he knows is linked to family formation.
Okay.
Because that's a Christian value, a white Christian value.
I'm in.
And he suggests another field in which scarcity and resource competition is fanning the flames of political derangement, because we don't have enough affordable housing. We need different zoning. Real estate prices doubled and people got a lot crazier.
Uh-huh.
Fixing this would be a good route into addressing our sclerosis, our cultural sclerosis.
So all it sounds like he wants to do is make it so that more than one family can live in a house. That sounds great.
It's not pure technology. You'd think it would be easy to change zoning laws, but it's an extremely hard practice. And it's all because of those people that started Christianity with their social
environment. I'm not sure how that relates.
I'll send you my reason.
But I would agree that the zoning laws make it so, you know, fundamentally, if you can't decide what you're going to do with your property, it's not your property. It's managing pets. The number, 603-283-6160. 603-283-6160. Free Talk Live.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health-giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live number 603-283-6160. And we were talking about this Christian nationalism here on the air, and I was just talking to Henry about it on the off the air, and I think it's worth taking it a little farther. Is would you say that that America is more culturally and ethnically divided now than it was when, say, I was a kid?
When were you a kid?
Well, I know that when you were a kid...
The 80s?
The 80s, yeah. I think it is, right?
And at least you weren't... If you were racist and tribal about that kind of stuff, it wasn't fashionable to say so outside. But I saw a Facebook post one of my high school classmates put up, which was class of 75, and it was a picture of the local newspaper, and these two young ladies were part of something, and it was something good.
Yep.
And then next to it in the next column was an event that was happening that the head of the Citizens Council was going to be, the National Citizens Council was going to be speaking to a group of businessmen in Bradenton here. Well, for people that don't know, the Citizens Council, they used to be called the White Citizens Councils, and they were organized for the business people, and it was to keep the cohesion and the segregation of the business community there. And so that was just 5 years before the 80s, so it was still very prevalent. I tell you, the one thing that sticks out in my mind now, since you brought that up, 1976 was when Jimmy Carter was elected president.
Yep.
And it was a big deal because he was the new South. He was the Southern governor that was going to fuse the old Democratic Party with a new Democratic Party and have all these new... Plus, he was adopting what were...
Same Democrats, less racism.
with conservative, smaller government, less regulation type thing.
Yep.
Something for everybody. But what struck me is a quote from a New Times magazine that did a big feature on him before he ever really got popular, was a banker from Atlanta. Of course, he had Coca-Cola behind him, and that was big in Atlanta, and he had a lot. And so this was 1975 that the article would be from, and this banker that was important in Atlanta said, "I used to be for segregation. Now I'm for growth." There's no value there as far as egalitarianism, equality of races. I can make more money if we let this group of people work where we work.
Isn't that what W.E.B. Du Bois, or Du Bois, however you want to pronounce it, was proposing? Is this that for blacks to be equal, they had to bring business and prosperity to everybody? I think that that all this gentleman was saying was backing up what the original human rights activists were talking about, or these earlier.
I don't think that he was thinking about Du Bois.
Oh, I don't suspect he was.
No, he was thinking about there's more money to be made,
indeed,
by expanding the group of working people that are generating wealth for the people at the top, than by keeping them sharecropping and in a confined area in a part of the town.
Sure, and they weren't going to be successful at it anyway. But this wasn't the idea of women being in the workplace too? Is now we got twice as many people working?
That's a longer process, and you go back into the suffragette movement and World War II and stuff like that.
I think that people should be able to do what they want so long as they don't harm other people. So I'm for it, but I'm just
I'll tell you of my foolish optimism in the '80s.
Uh-huh.
Is that I thought we were on a path where we, again, having grown up in a segregated society and being in the center of Manatee County, again, was the center of the universe for a week and a half when all three major television networks were here in town while our Florida governor, Claude Kirk, was keeping the schools from desegregating. But when that passed and it seemed like progress was being made, I was thinking, I saw how it was, and I see how it is now, and it's a whole lot better, I think, for everybody concerned. I thought we would continue that trend and that the diversity of the United States would be the strength of the United States.
Don't you think that things are better, like significantly better for, ethnic minorities now than they ever were before?
I did, but in the last...
there's just a lot of complaining about, whatever this stuff is around the edges.
In the last 10 or 15 years, okay. And especially the last few years, going back to the White Citizens Council.
Okay.
And Ian was on my show, and he once said that he didn't feel there needed to be laws to prevent discrimination against people.
Right.
And I used the example of the growing up and how the black community was treated. And he said, why would you want to live where you're treated like that? And he didn't entertain the idea, sorry to put words in Ian's mind here, but he didn't entertain the idea that you didn't have a choice. You couldn't leave.
Well, the blacks moved all over America
but
in the early 1900s.
But you couldn't leave as the power of violence was inherent in the local sheriff. So if you could leave, that was a decision made by the local sheriff. On the third march in Selma, my dad used to travel the South to paper mills, as you'd sort of know that. And he knew one county, and he went up on a hill because he said, I know that sheriff. He's not going to let the black people out of the county. And he blockaded the bridge so that every black person in that county could not join the march in Selma. If you have control of the means of violence, you can do those things. And that's now we're seeing that recongregate. We're seeing that in with the Proud Boys that get in front of houses of Republican school board members and demonstrate and disturb the whole neighborhood and intimidate them.
Leftists are in front of people's houses, too, as are libertarians. Leftists are going in front of politicians' houses and demonstrating, too, as are libertarians. It's been going on in New Hampshire for a long time.
Right.
Yeah. So,
this is from your own group getting in front. This is what I'm saying about
this is the problem with democracy generally.
No,
right?
I'm talking about physical intimidation.
Okay.
And you're talking.
Isn't that what voting is, right? Like, voting is supposed to take the place of people using violence. It's supposed to be the stand-in. So, obviously,
yeah, and
it's
I'm
about
seeing
force.
It reestablish itself. I'm seeing the things like the Citizens Council. Like, I'd say in the context of the conversation with Ian, I'm a local business owner. I will sell to anybody I want. No, because the bank pulls your loan.
Right.
There is an infrastructure and an organization that I can see being formed. And it's not a conspiracy. You don't need a conspiracy when you have people just working in their common self-interest in a nefarious way.
Well, I don't see the whatever it is being formed, but it may be. And what I would say is if you, in my lifetime, in my experience, I haven't seen a lot of whites saying, hey, I'm upset with the social order and I want to see this group or that group in some way diminished. What I've seen is whites vilified. And when you vilify a group, expect them to form together, to create sort of cohesion in order to fight back. I mean, that's the way it's going to go. What I see is segregation happening on other sides. Like, you'll have the Hispanic Student Council. You'll have the Black Student Dance. You'll have a variety of things where now you're saying that whites aren't invited, as opposed to them being excluded, now they're doing the excluding. And this is a disturbing trend, too.
Sure.
You know, like, I would like to see these
I would like to
together.
See Spanish be a mandated course from grammar school on. I would think that would build the strength of America and also make us an economic power.
I disagree. So I speak Spanish nearly fluently, and I think that it's a good idea to learn it so that you can learn other things. But yeah, the fact is that English is the national, is the international language. And speaking it well, for God's sake, speaking it with some kind of acumen would be far better than using a language which everybody's trying to learn English
from. I'm talking for the purpose of business. In this hemisphere, unlike the other hemisphere, in this hemisphere where multiple languages are, we have a consolidated economic base.
Thank you for your time. Check out freetalklive.com. In the meantime, Henry Raines, thank you for your time on Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live.
Thanks for having me.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.